welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Children's athletic footwear is a multi-billion dollar business, and after becoming a finalist in a college entrepreneurship contest in Boston, our next guest is hoping to capture some of that business. Jeff Goff is founder of Nature Athletics Shoe Company, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Indian Land, South Carolina. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
And now tell us how all of this got started. You were a student at Babson College in Boston?
Yes. Well, it really all got started around about 6 years ago when I was in the Marine Corps. I was gearing up for my deployment, and I wanted to have boots that would be able to allow me to use my feet as nature intended while going on long hikes through the jungle where I was going to be deployed. And I needed to be able to fulfill that requirement so that I could maintain my natural foot health, because I'd been doing minimalist running for so many years up to that point. I'd created these minimalist combat boots that were in line with the Marine Corps requirements. And then it led me to studying more about problems that Marines have with their feet and arthritis and service-related disabilities, and seeing that Marines have an extremely high rate of arthritis, and a lot has to do with the combat loads that they have, but also it's because of the poor movement patterns that they're doing with those combat loads, and a lot of that has to do with the poor footwear that they have and their inability to use their feet as evolution intended. And then I kind of went from there, made a 28-page white paper, gave it to the Commanding General of Training and Education Command. I got pretty far in my journey with the Marine Corps, trying to change them to minimalist combat boots and natural movement. But I pivoted towards children's athletics because I have two kids of my own, and when they want to start playing sports, there's no footwear for them to play their favorite sports and maintain their natural foot health. And that's a problem with every single parent that's in the minimalist footwear ecosystem.
Describe for us what you mean by minimalist.
Yeah, no problem. So a minimalist shoe is one that is defined by a few characteristics. It has a wide toe box, so it allows the toes to splay out naturally. It has absolutely zero support, so that the muscles of the feet can function and hold up the arches of the feet, because the arches are actually held up by musculature. They're not held up by what is typically thought of as supportive footwear. They're also extremely flat, so they're zero drop, and that means that they have no heel drop, and it makes it so that they do not have a bias towards creating a heel strike motion while you're running.
Has there been scientific or medical research done on this? And I'm assuming that probably has been. You said there's a ecosystem out there already in this minimalist area. Has competition evolved? I'm sure there are competitors out there, right?
Yes, there are two labs at Harvard University that are studying human locomotion and evolution and movement, and what it is that makes it so that you move efficiently while barefoot or in minimal shoes versus what happens when you run with what is now called traditional running shoes, but I would say highly cushioned and supportive running shoes. So with regards to competition, there is competition in terms of running shoes in the minimalist market, but nobody's making soccer cleats, basketball sneakers, ice skates, roller skates, ski boots, anything that has to do with a very specific use case. Those are not being made right now in the minimalist market. And the thing that's really enticing to me is that there are more children in America than adults that play athletics.
And so it sounds like you've identified a pretty big market. Are we building these shoes here in South Carolina?
We are manufacturing the shoes in China, but we have been doing a lot of the development here in South Carolina. We've been working with 3D printers in South Carolina to do our prototyping. So we have a patent-pending cleat plate system. The development of those prototypes has happened here in South Carolina. It's been extremely essential here in South Carolina that we have such a great ecosystem of people that can do things like 3D printing and foster new innovations.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Jeff Goff is founder of Nature Athletic Shoe Company. He spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in Indian Land, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.